This is Congressman Steve Womack with comment from the Capitol. If you had a restless night of sleep on Thursday, maybe even a nightmare, join the crowd. The House of Representatives spent all day Thursday in what we call blue screen mode. No action on the floor, while leadership wrestled with a real dilemma. And that is how to extend a very important intelligence program before it expires on Monday. The issue is Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, a provision that gives our intelligence agencies the authority to surveil bad guys plotting to do America harm. Now, there's a lot more to it, but that's the essence. You can see how any lapse in this authority would endanger our nation, potentially like a 9/11. So we need this authority. But typical of this majority, we have to argue with ourselves. Like many other issues, we can't seem to get out of our own way. There's universal agreement on the need for the authority, but a handful of Republicans were holding out demanding additional provisions to prevent the deep state from using its powers to violate the rights of Americans. I get it. We don't want our government finessing a way to collect on U.S. persons, directly or indirectly. So back to Thursday. All afternoon and into the night, most of Congress, yours truly included, stared at the blue screen until dinner. And then after dinner, back to the blue screen. Finally, around midnight, Speaker Johnson called us back to the floor to attempt to pass a 5-year extension of 702 with a sweetener, a compromise FISA amendment that would have strengthened criminal penalties for misuse of the program, included some warrant language that Democrats claimed was already in existing law, and enhanced access to the FISA courts. So back to the chamber we went, and in spectacular fashion, the amendment, designed to bring hardcore conservatives to yes, failed. A number of more security-minded members, many of them moderates, not consulted in the secret meetings, joined Democrats and sank it 200 to 220. And then a rule vote on the original 18-month extension went down as well. Speaker Johnson could only salvage a unanimous consent extension of the current 702 provisions to the end of the month. Not sure what another week is going to yield, but at least we can keep an eye on the bad guys during that time. All this while at the same time, we still have not funded the Department of Homeland Security for this fiscal year. The shutdown continues. And with the midterms just around the corner, time is running short for Republicans in both the House and Senate to make the case to the American public that we should retain control of the legislative branch. Governing is hard. Governing with thin margins, really hard. Mike Johnson is living that reality. I remember John Boehner, former speaker, telling me one day that the hard part of being speaker is keeping all those jumping frogs, his members, in the wheelbarrow at the same time. And this past week, we lost another member of our conference when Tony Gonzalez of Texas resigned amid an ethics probe into a relationship he had with a staffer who later committed suicide. But the Democrats lost one too. Eric Swalwell's political career ended, including his run for governor, after he had to admit infidelity against a growing number of women who claimed he sexually abused them. On the appropriations front, we did mark up a couple of the subcommittee titles, that of Milcon VA and the Financial Services and General Government titles. So we head into the weekend without a lot to show for a week of work after the Easter recess. And we'll be back at it on Monday. My hope is we have a better plan, better communication, and no more blue screens. The nation waits patiently. As always, I invite your views. This is Congressman Steve Womack with comment from the Capitol.